On the injuries, Eddie Royal ankle did not participate. Jamon Bushrod concussion shoulder did not participate. He's still in the concussion protocol. Patrick Omame ankle did not participate. Sherrick McManus hamstring did not participate. Antrell Roll ankle did not participate. Jay Cutler hamstring limited. Alshon Jeffrey hamstring limited. Jeremiah Ratliff ankle limited. Will Sutton elbow limited. Shay McMillan elbow limited. Alan Ball groin limited. Pat O'Donnell knee limited. And Kyle Long back and ankle limited. Any questions?
Is that an extraordinary amount of injuries, or is that just par for the course of the NFL at this point in the season?
Kind of a mixed bag. I mean, I think.
Are you concerned that that's a trend that is not looking good?
No, it's a combative physical game. I think it's part of the game. So just hopefully we're healthier by Sunday.
What have you guys missed, John, the last 3 weeks not having Alshon out there on game day? What's the offense missed without him?
Well, you're talking about a quality wide receiver, in the league. So I think anytime you're missing a guy that's, quote, a starter, there's a reason he's a starter. I think that's problematic. You look around the league and, it's happened on a variety of football teams.
And you've obviously seen Kansas City a lot over the last mm-hmm. week. What does Jamaal Charles do specifically that puts a strain on the league?
He's extremely fast and explosive. Even for a smaller guy, he still plays with good power and strength. He's tremendous in both facets as far as a runner as well as a pass receiver. So he's a good, very good all-around football player.
What's the biggest key to accounting for him as a receiver?
I think, again, matchups are big, like they are every week. I think, having more than one guy around him is critical, particularly in a run game. But he is explosive. He gets his. You just got to slow him down.
How did Jay feel Monday morning after playing?
Oh, that'd be a better question for Jay, but I think he probably felt a lot better after a win.
Matt Slauson said if he's going to be playing center this week, he would like to know sooner rather than later. Have you let him know? And if so, what did you tell him?
He'll be prepared, wherever it is he starts.
John, tomorrow we're going to bring in Vic.
John, why has Pernell's emergence been important for what you guys are trying to do defensively?
Well, I think, first of all, he's played well. I think, that's kind of the goal. He was a talented guy. I thought Ryan Pace and his department did a good job identifying him. I thought our coaches did a good job evaluating and researching. And he's been as advertised. So, so much of it's – this game is mental. Obviously he has some physical skills you have to even be in one of those seats. But, I think it's a temperament that he brings, I think, that's invaluable.
Do you sense his confidence growing?
Yeah, I think when good stuff happens, you get more confidence. I think that's pretty normal.
What is the benefit to some of the experience in the safeties you've had or you've brought up last year?
One more time.
What's the benefit to having experience with those guys versus, you finish Sunday with two rookies playing safety?
Again, this thing's about playing good. We're kind of performance-based, and, there's really no limitations eligibility-wise whether you're a first-year or 12th-year guy. It's just about how you perform. And, they're young guys that work hard at their craft and, got us out of a game. And, we've got a time frame here to get prepared for the Kansas City Chiefs. And, we get to see how that test goes come Sunday.
What is the big decision to be made at center as far as how you can possibly put a rookie in there? But you have Slauson, but that moves him from a position he's better at. I mean, what is the challenge for you in making that decision? What are the things that you're looking at as far as who should play there?
Like everywhere, who plays the best? Who practices the best? And, they earn it. They earn their opportunities. They earn their reps. They earn whether they start or don't start. And, we have all this week to look at that.
Thanks.